said it will not have a shape.
Obviously,
there won't be room. That's a chazal stuff. So we're drawing out the pudding. Yeah. Yeah. So we saw last time that the simcha pudding is from the chavivas of the miracle of Purim, and the Kabbalah Me'av. I was lacking first Matan Torah, Kabbalah was Me'ir. Now they saw how much Hashem loves them, under all circumstances, he did not let the Jewish nation falter. So we have to use the chizik to these stories, the chizik throughout life, how the story of Purim is a classic example of a situation where it seemed impossible to continue. Definitely was impossible. But the fact that we didn't give up, we gave up in the beginning, that's what caused the whole problem. So when we have that, the whole problem comes from giving up. And don't give up, turns out Kodesh Bogu, that's what brought to the Gula. So basically, that's the message we have, that Hashem is always out there waiting for us. And we just have to turn to Him. Everybody has things in his life that seem impossible. The more we appreciate the Ava Kodesh Bogu to us, that generates the our feeling that Ava Tosa Kodesh Bogu, and that brings the issues. And after that, Hodu Kibbul Ba'ava, we had a new outlook on life. It wasn't just a salvation, a one-time salvation. It changed historically the whole outlook of Klal Yisrael towards the Kodesh Bogu. This really pointed out a beautiful thing. Ashes Nesar Gdeila were the people that the Gdeila Yisrael that were there after the period of the Nesar Purim. And they were the ones who masakin that we should say in Abish Mar Esrei, which was omitted till Anshin Gazetel came along. It was omitted until they came along because there was a time that called Mesa Mikdash, the going in my own power. How can we say, Gibel Vanoya, we don't feel it, we don't see it? They were able to see past that. That's not true. It could be this is a Chulba, it could be we're in Golis, but that deep Kesher, the deep Abba that Hashem has to us remains, and He's doing everything to keep us going. He's protecting us in every state of Golis, because He wouldn't protect us. Won't be around. You may hear this from me again, but just the other Shemaya, I mentioned the story. It was Mamash on Purim 71 years ago. Toshim Yud Gimel. Rabbi Yitzhak Zilber was in the work camps and happened to be Mamash, like you see, it was Shabbos and then after Purim. I guess it was Motzei Shabbos, he was speaking to the inmates in the work camp. That's Purim, and he told the story that Hashem was with us, the miracles that are happening. And one of the inmates over there said, it's a very nice story from 2,000 years ago, but Stalin is right now in power, and we have no hope. So he said, well, Haman was then in power. And the other guy said, well, Haman was not as successful as Stalin. Stalin already killed 8 million people, and he already has the whole thing set up, to ship 3 million Jews into who knows where, which they will definitely die within a short period of time. And he had all the Jewish doctors lined up to be shot. It's just a matter of time. Everything's set up. And Rebbe said, no. We learned from Purim, in a lo yonum v'lo yishon jemi Yisrael, Hashem's with us. Stalin was just a boss of Adam. He's just a human being. Hashem wants, in half hour he can be, not here. Anyway, this conversation was at 7:50. The next morning, this guy comes up and says, you wouldn't believe what happened. At 8:23. Which is a little bit more than half hour, Stalin got a very severe stroke, and he was lingering between life and death. Rav Yitzchak Zilber has no autobiography. It's Kedai to read it. It's amazing. It's in English also.
I thought his God poisoned him or something.
What?
His God poisoned him?
No, he got it. Other people were poisoned, but he was natural death. I'm a good example. And the next 3 days, Rav Yitzchak writes about himself. He knew all of Tillim by heart. He was saying Tillim nonstop. I said, just finish this off, please. And 3 days later, that was then.
He wants to borrow
it. If you want to check it out, see if it's accurate.
I can lend it out.
It was 1953. He got this job according to the story. It's the last day of February, and he died, I think, 3rd or 4th of March. Check it out. Anyway, that's the way Jews are. So we're not on his Madrega, but his Madrega, if you read the book, it's just one miracle after the next, a supernatural mahalach. Because the person we have, every Jew has the potential to live that type of life. So we are connected to Hashem. The more person feels connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just feels, he lives that way, he really believes it. That keeps him going. On Shabbos I met somebody I knew. He mentioned about a big Maaseh Tamar, a big bris, who wants to take part in it. I tried to get to be the model, but I guess somebody won out. Anyway, person's waiting for 70 years for a son, 60 years for a son, Zvika Zhilevsky. Anyway, that's what he's telling everybody. Just keep on dialing. Like God said, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. So I speak to somebody. So he told me another story about a busman, Zechetzad Vivroche, who was close to the town of Chaim Oizen, Brzezinski, before World War II. And the Chaim Oizen said, don't worry, you can make it past World War II. So the Rebbe said, if you make it past World War II, he wasn't concerned. And one day, he was in a place where they rounded up all the Jews, and they basically were shooting them and they in front of a pit, and they fell into the pit, and they shot him, they hit him somewhere in the head, and he fell into the pit. And he said over afterwards, he was saying Vidur, but he said it half-heartedly, because he knew he was going to survive. The Rebbe said, I'm surviving. I don't know, anyway, he survived, as we know. Yeah, so that's the symbol we have over here. These are specific stories I'm saying, but we'll have stories and not as...
This year, in Tifach.
Yeah, okay. It's all kind of, everybody has stuff in his life, and it's important to pay attention to it and use that as a way of...
Obeying David this year, for proper rules, about the Prophet, and the Torah in between them, and the report.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, they challenge, yeah. All such coffin, you've had it. Yeah. So that's we have to take these, and that's the simple we're going to have in Purim. Remind ourselves that no matter how good or bad the world looks, and right now we are going through hard times here in Israel and all around the world. The war is still going, there's people dying, there's a tremendous amount of people wounded in very terrible ways. Hostages, misplaced people. But we have to remind ourselves, this is another stage of those we're going through. It's Hashem, soon we get to the end of it. To have that simcha that Hashem is with us. We have that, but Hashem is with us. And we have to show Hashem that we're with Him. That's our way out. As a Klal Yisrael, we're able to show us that. That's what we're saying, that we pointed out last week, that it made a change in the mindset of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just a one-time thing. The way we say Shemoneh Esrei now was as a result of the Nisim B'Purim. To say that even in the times of Chuban, we see and we appreciate that Hashem is full of goodness and protecting us. The Umasovim Shanath story is completely. Yeah. We all know that nobody predicted Judaism to come back again after World War II. There was nothing left. Europe was destroyed. Russia was communist. America, assimilation. Israel, secular Zionism. There's nothing left. That's if you go by the book of sociology. But the thing that really kept us going was it's a handful of individuals that didn't give up. So once you've had those great leaders, America you had, Eretz Yisrael you had, honest individuals. We're going to do what we can to continue what we had before. Come about, it's not the exact same thing. But here you have the Chazanish, the Biskrov, America, the Rabban Kotel, the Moshe Feinstein, Satmar, some other letters, the Balanchir, yeah. People that were not despoiled. What happened, we're going forward. And we have Avtocha. Not less than the Avtocha of Chaim Lezer, the Rabbusin. Our Jewish nation is Avtocha, that we will remain throughout history. We will not fail our history. It's a matter of us to be of those Jews that will keep things going, or let somebody else do it. Yeah. So that's a tremendous symbol of what we should feel if we're especially in the nation of Hashem. Shoshana is Yaakov, Yisrael of Yisrael, Mezer, Beroysim, Yachad, Tzelus, Mozart. We saw the greatness of Klal Yisrael. We're against all the nations of the world are against us. And we're starting to see that even more. And we continue. You ask somebody who was the most successful person in the Shuvah movement, Haman Rosh. He was not all of Klal Yisrael in Shuvah. The Nevi'im were less successful. That's what Gemara says. Haman Achashverosh, the dual team of Shuvah, to hire them for Eish HaTorah. Took off the ring, and that's what it is.
Did he get tired over his head for that?
No, because he didn't.
Jesus.
Their goal was to do the opposite.
Oh, I hope he did.
Maybe I shall hire another type, maybe. Okay. You have till Purim to work it out.
Yeah.
Purim, Haman got a diet. He lost the weight of his head. Decapitated. Yeah. That symbolizes it. The head is made to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't use it right. What do you need it for? Yeah. So, says in the Torah Makdoshim that a person who hears the words of a Novi has an effect on him. It's a very high spiritual experience. Just to hear the Novi saying over his Nevuah. Not only the Novi hearing it, but the one who hears it from him. And even so, did not get to the point that the entire generation of Chodesh Shuvim. If Ashrevish gave his ring to Haman, that's caused him to be Chodesh Shuvim. Which, by the way, is a sign of the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Because if they wouldn't have been such a great nation, they would just made, they would have killed Mordechai. They went through a 9-year experience of Mordechai telling them, stay away from Ahasuerus, stay away from Haman, don't be afraid of Haman, I'm not banging down to him. And they're saying, what are you talking about? Haman, Ahasuerus in palace, we're going through the Suda. Haman says, bow down to him, well, we're going to make heaven that we're not worshiping him, but we want to be politically correct. You know, why start up with the Umas Oilam? Maybe it makes a lot of sense. And Mordechai was saying, we gotta go to Shvokh, don't be afraid of anybody, you don't have to assimilate into them, you don't have to respect this guy that thinks he's a god. And what happens at the end of the whole story? They were right. Because Mordechai agitated Haman, and says the famous of the Shvokh, everybody knew. They told him, and his good, the good friends of Mordechai made a point of telling Haman that Mordechai's a Jew, who Yehudi. And that's what Haman all said about the Jews. So, we would think that what would they do? They all make Avgonas against Mordechai. Mordechai, get us out of this. You got us into the mess. Just tell Haman Ahasuerus, we want to be good Persians. Just forget about the whole thing. But there was an abundance of enemies inside the Jewish people. And when they saw that they were destined to death, that deep down, the Kuda of truth came out that, you know what, a Jewish person does not have to assimilate. He does not have to respect the Holy Spirit. He has to be in good terms with the Jewish people. So there was a very great thing that happened within Klal Yisrael. Yeah. He says what got the Jewish nation is, when a Novi tells you, if you don't do this, you're going to be punished, is abstract. It's maybe very convincing, but I don't see it in front of my eyes. You know, we'll get out of it. It says in the Novi Yirmiyahu, when the Novi told them that Beit HaMikdash will be destroyed, their answer was, no way. This is Hashem. We believe Hashem is almighty. He's not going to let his house be burned down. It was coming from the Bitochen Hashem. Mistakenly talking to Hashem. They didn't realize part of the talking is do what Hashem wants. So, you know, talking is that you believe his power and you go against his will and still keep the Beit HaMikdash going. It's basically what the Novi told them. Don't rely on Hashem keeping his house intact. He's only keeping it intact for you. And if you're not using it, he doesn't need it. But I'll go find that was one point. Over here, they mamish felt, they saw the Gzad then came out. It wasn't a threat. It was real. When they were faced with the reality of the meetings that didn't have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, they realized that we have to get on with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't say our Kodesh Baruch Hu loves me, and I do whatever I want. He loves me, but he wants me to love him also. If I'm going against his Rotsen, then the meetings comes out to shake me up. Yeah. He gives a list of Rabbeinu Yoina, he writes in Mishlei, Yodata Yom Hashigoyte Levavecha. You should believe and know that Hashem is the thing behind the world and in front of the world, make the world go. Ashivoyt levech, but it's not enough to know in your brain. You have to work on yourself to actually feel it. So it's stage number one is to believe that there's Hashem. That's before you start off. Then the second level he says is keep the Torah and mitzvahs. That's avoid it, even if it's only the year. Next one is Yitzak Hashem, Bruce Chasotav, is going to fly so. After you behave properly, also pay attention to all the wonderful thing that Hashem does for you, that gives you more of a desire to be a good Hashem. The Vyas, Kabbalah, the Nefer, Zifer, Namuna, Shemichudu, Bamusa, Kimena, Efshe, Shayed, Oz, and Yedi, Al Yoin, and Beloit, the Gabbal, Nafshe, Zifer, Yedi, Al Yasa, Al Yoin, Al Yoin, and Majoyah, Zoys. Nafshe, Yes, Hashem. Basically, transforming your knowledge that Hashem runs the world through being aware that you're opposed to things in life. When it rains, you say, oh, Hashem is bringing me rain. And you have food to eat, you say, oh, this is something that I see, this amazing thing that Hashem set up. It's an amazing thing. And whenever I eat a fruit or a vegetable, what's going on over here? What's this made of? You have a tree, which is a piece of wood, and it's planted in mud, and the wood and the mud make an apple and a pear and an orange and a pepper and a tomato. So the most amazing thing. That's what it is. All the ingredients are there coming out from the mud and the water. There's different nutrients in the mud, and certain things combine with the water and gets absorbed into this piece of wood, and the wood transforms itself. All these wonderful things. These are the concepts of your data. Really, this Hashem is at that point. A person doesn't have to always try to find Hashem. He just, everything that happens, he sees it. He sees it. He goes to the bathroom, he sees, wow, what an amazing body Hashem is. He gets up in the morning, woof, Baruch Hashem, what a beautiful world Hashem set up for me. That's called Emunah Chushis. I feel the Emunah in my hand. The big belly Musa there, where you do it. And that's how they went through their lives. Chazon Ish told people, when you go to the store to buy a jacket, before you go, say a short tefillah, like a shvok. I'm asking for Siyata Shmai to find a jacket. It changed the experience. It doesn't have to be a jacket. Go to the store and get cottage cheese. So Siyata Shmai to have cottage cheese. It should be edible. Yeah. I'll go upon him. So this concept of Asarat HaTabas, there was a decree that was stamped with the signet ring of the king, is something that it was an experience. It wasn't just an abstract concept. And this is what our life is all about. Making the things we believe in not to be abstract, make them real. Real. You come home, oh, my wife is home. Wow. What an amazing gift from my husband. Whoever else I have. Family members. Yeah. And then they passed that they Mordechai was right and they were moved. That opened their eyes to the reality of life. They were living in a dream world, a world that Ahasuerus is the one who's running the world, and Haman is the second in command. And now they realize that if these two guys are running the world, we're in a pretty bad state, and kind of where they're not running the world. If they're not running the world, then somebody else is running the world. Well, if they're running the world, they're running the world. Okay, let's go to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they have a 3-day fast, which he says is also brought down. The fast was a direct tikkun for the feast that they had. They were men from the Suda, and now they're refraining from eating. They felt it on their skin, flesh and blood. They felt it. We're giving up what we did there. We want change. We want change in our attitude towards life. Yeah. And maybe that's what he's saying. The fact, basically, they were living with external look at life. Externally, yeah, Haman's in power, Hashem's in power, go with it. The decree was such a real thing to them, it made them reassess reality. And the reality that they had before, they threw out the window. Not home and not the Shavuot power, because both in power. And it changed the way they looked at everything in life. And when the Yeshua came, they didn't say, oh, yeah, Queen Esther, she's great, and go on with life. She overpowered Haman. They realized, no, everybody's just players in the game, but the one who's setting up the game is the Kosovo. And that caused them a tremendous avas and ace. Because, you know what, in order to appreciate an ace, you have to be able to have the right applicant. Everything in life, you can say, yeah, it just happened, what's the big deal? But here, what happened is that Saras HaTabas caused them to change their entire African life and live with this mamish feeling that Hashem is the one who's guiding everything. And when the decree was abolished and Haman was home, they realized this is not Haman, not Ahasuerus, not Esther. They saw the tremendous kashrut between them and Kodesh Baruch Hu, that they saw Hashem is with us. He loves us, even though we strayed away from all these years. The second we came back, 9 years of straying away and 3 days of choosing. That's all you need. Because we're there. Hashem is just waiting for us to make that change. Their enlightenment was the Torah, Simcha was Yom Tov, Sofon was Nila. They now reassess Torah. Torah is not just something you've got to do, you have to do, it's a mitzvah. This is life. This enlightens our life. This gives us clarity of life. Mezher says that the life of the prehistoric life, a life that Hashem was going to us, that existed before Ma'isa Bereshis, it was Nignaz and the Torah itself. Yeah. So, this is the simple we are going to be going through, Mr. Hashem, trying, each one on his level, trying to live more with the clarity. We got it right. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Yeah, there's a lot of stars in the world. We are proud to be Hashem's chosen nation. And we do a mitzvah. That's how we have. These are gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that bring us close to Hashem, bring us Yeshua, bring us protection, bring us Olam Haba, bring us Olam Haba. Every mitzvah becomes an exciting thing. Yom Tov, enlightening. Yom Tov, Mila, Sosin. Yeah. This is Mila stays with us wherever we go. It's part of our essence. Yeah. We realize our human, a Jewish body is different than a Goyish body. There's a stamp of a Kodesh Baruch Hu on the body itself to put things in the right perspective. Yeah. So anyway, this is the point. Chush! The way we come to the real sin for Purim is to pay attention more in the course of the winter with talking about this concept of paying attention. So that's just paying attention basically makes me change the way I relate to things in life and see with the things I'm interacting in life, see the Yad Hashem, see the Chasad Mel Kodesh Bo, the Shkosh Mel Kodesh Bo. Yeah, we should be saying that we must take advantage of this period before Purim, and if we prepare something before Purim, then the Purim itself will stay with the world. In the course of Purim, it's a busy day, and we drink some more, some less, but that's our goal of the Purim. To look at every second of the day of Purim, the suit of Purim, to feel that simcha that Hashem is running everything in our lives, and feel the simcha what is there to be. Hashem is the love of the nation. Yes, Hashem will show for the Shavuot how much we're happy to have everything of which we have. And the challenges we have will not break us, Hashem Shalom. We'll just remind ourselves they had even bigger challenges. And to get past it, we're also going to get past it. We're just going to put ourselves in Hashem's hands, appreciate the Kodesh Baruch Hu, appreciate the Torah, appreciate the mitzvahs, appreciate the tefillah. Perhaps the Torah and the Yoshna will do on our level. And that's the Shem, which is the big Yeshua's the Kodesh.